All right, Tuesday, 9:40 Pacific time. That can mean one thing and one thing only. It's Karen Lyle. She is back. SalesportTalk.com. Once again, SalesportTalk.com. That is the segment that we do. Karen co-hosts with me. And Karen, let's talk about the trophy that gets awarded at the end of the year for leadership of yacht clubs, you know, the tradition of the Commodore's Ball, things like that. Let's get into it. I know you want to do it, girl.
Well, you know, I have to. Can I give you some news first?
Yeah.
Yeah, just as I was waiting to talk to you, I got notice that the Sam Goodchild Invulnerable has taken the lead in the Vendée Globe solo race, and they're going down south on the Iberian Peninsula, and Charlie Dallon is right behind. And, you know, when we look at, you know, we're talking about SailSport Talk and all of the racers who are out there doing these incredible things, and these solo racers are out there risking their lives and going around the world. But behind the scenes, as you say, there are a lot of yacht clubs around the world that have leadership that are volunteers who basically from all different walks of life, you know, volunteer their time for usually 3, 4, 5 years or so to go up the flags, as they call it. And going up the flags means, you become a rear commodore and then a vice commodore and then a commodore and then a past commodore, which is called a junior staff commodore. And so the leadership of the clubs is really what provides the foundation for the social networks that support racers out there on the water. Some races are completely independent. And so in answer to your question about trophies, in racing we know it as a deed of trust, and I'm asking in other sports, is there a deed of trust for a trophy that might be awarded?
A deed of trust?
Is that something foreign to other sports?
I don't even know what a deed of trust is, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So that'd be a big no on that one.
Okay, and as you know, if we look at America's Cup, you know, that race goes back, you know, to the 1800s. It's these old races. What they would do is somebody would make a trophy, and they would basically say, okay, we're going to give this trophy because it's going to be a perpetual trophy, which means that it's going to be awarded year after year beyond the lifetime of the person who created it. And it has to be given to someone who's going to take responsibility for it and make sure that it gets awarded every year or periodically when it is. And so they still do that today. In fact, the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association, which you know about because you've met Winston Bumpus, and you know Patty, who's a former Commodore, and I'm on the board of directors for that organization here in Northern California. So it has a bunch of trophies that have been given to it by various individuals or groups, organizations to recognize significant accomplishments of people. And for example, if you remember, we interviewed Eric Jones, and he was somebody who got a Medal of Valor in 9/11 rescuing people, but he also received a PICYA trophy because he rescued a windsurfer who was about to get sucked underneath the cargo ship out here underneath the bridge.
Gracious.
And I was actually on the boat, and Eric just pops off on his little inflatable because he was listening to the Coast Guard channel, and he just dashes over to the, with his motor on the powerboat over to the cargo ship, and I'm looking at him, and he goes out, rescues this guy, brings him out from underneath the suck of the cargo ship, and comes back, and I said, oh my gosh, he just rescued somebody,
Wow.
And so he got a trophy a couple years ago, which I actually nominated him for, but this year he was, speaking and giving that trophy to someone else who rescued a fireboat up in Tahoe that was, an emergency situation. And so that trophy gets given to people who do rescuing. And then there's this other one that is this typewriter. And you know what a typewriter is, right, Rick?
Yeah, I used to type term papers on them before computers.
I think there are people listening to this show who don't know what typewriters are.
You know, I was the cool one because I had an electric one.
Oh, yeah. So there's this, like, typewriter that is not an electric one that was made into a trophy. And it goes to the historian of the year. It was created by the person who wrote the trophy was created by the person who wrote the 100-year history of Pacific Inner Club Yacht Association. So it gets given every year to somebody who is in one of the 106 clubs of Pacific Inner Club Yacht Association for keeping history. And this year it was given to Conway Jones, which is the father of Eric Jones, and he's a member of the Golden Gate Yacht Club. And he's just this behind the scenes dude who's in his 80s and just really awesome, but he does stuff that nobody knows he does. Like he got the mayor to write a letter for the Golden Gate Yacht Club to commemorate their 75th and 80th anniversary, and also to mention that they won the America's Cup and had those trophies. And then he did it at the county level, and then the state level, and then the House, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and all this stuff kind of goes on behind the scenes. And so I nominated him for that award because I thought that was pretty cool that he was making the history of that club, not just in the club but outside in this local to national levels, for when San Francisco won the America's Cup and Golden Gate Yacht Club was a sponsoring yacht club. But anyway, did I digress too much from your question?
No, it's fascinating. I don't know any of this stuff. That's great.
Yeah, and so the deed of trust is basically, it's like a contract that the organization who basically is responsible for awarding this trophy every year signs, that says that they will give this trophy for a specific purpose, and that they'll, keep care of it, and that it will continue in perpetuity. And there are yacht clubs all around the world that do this, that have trophies. And if you walk into a yacht club as a guest, or because you were at the award ceremony for a race that you were crewing on someone's boat, or a friend of somebody, and you see all these trophies that are in there. What happens is when a club has a member who wins a trophy, which might be through a race or it might be, through Historian of the Year like I described to you, then that trophy goes into that club and the club signs an agreement that says, hey, we're going to take good care of this and we'll give it back to you next year when you award it to someone else. And the trophy gets little names on it, from all the people who've had it before. So the trophy itself becomes like a historical record of all the people who've had that particular accomplishment, whatever it might be.
And, what about, I know you wanted to get into like northern climates as well, because there's obviously places where you need icebreakers to get through. Have you ever been in a situation like I remember seeing Lake Erie when it was just cracked ice, and to me it looked like the North Pole. I didn't know that, me being a Bay Area person, I didn't know the Great Lakes would look like that. Have you ever been in situations like that?
Well, I haven't. Certainly, I haven't. I guess I lived in Salt Lake City for a while, and I would go skiing. So, I was familiar with snow, and I have hiked in the High Sierras, and I've had to, I've been where they are glaciers. I'm a California baby. I'm a third generation born San Franciscan. So, we don't have a lot of ice and snow here. We get to sail all year round. But certainly all of this, my daughter is in Montana now. They're homesteading and preparing for, the really, really cold weather. And I have a...
May I ask where in Montana? Because I was just up there a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. They're really remote. Because, like I said, they're homesteading. They actually cleared the trees, put in the
So they're off grid?
Yes, they are. They're not off grid in the sense that now my son-in-law is working a tech job, but he was here in San Francisco and working a really high-end tech job, and just they decided in the pandemic to just go remote and just go off the grid for a while, which they did. And now they have a log cabin that's a prefab while they're building their house, and it's outside of Cascade. So
on the left side
of the mountain range there. And I imagine you have family members in different parts of the United States, right?
Nope.
Well, I do. I have them scattered all around. Okay. I have them scattered all around. So some of them live up in the cold areas. And even the second boat that I bought from Idaho. And it was really in great condition because it was stored inside up on blocks half of the year. Because when the winter comes, they put their boats inside into, sheds or warehouses or things like that. And that's really what happens for people who have only a limited season for sailing or power boats, is that they will protect their boats and put them inside and take them out of the water during the cold season.
Actually, I have two cousins in San Antonio who aren't related to each other, which is interesting. But other than that, like you, I'm NorCal all the way.
Ah, well, no, I remember I went to the University of Texas at Austin after UC Berkeley, and my go-to escape place was San Antonio. Mm. That was just an awesome place to just get in the car and drive a couple hours. Anyway, have you been down there?
I have not. So you were Hook'em Horns, huh?
I was. I went from UC Berkeley to UT at Austin.
Wow. Did you go to any of the football games?
Well, I did. And also, I have to tell you, the football games were a total takeover the city event.
Yeah. I bet you Billy Sims was playing at that time.
Well, I'm not going to.
Oh, wait, no, he was Oklahoma. I'm stupid. Earl Campbell, that's what I meant. Earl Campbell? Or that's maybe a little too early.
Well, see, I'm not going to tell you when I was there because I'd be confessing too much.
All right. Well, Karen, as always, we love the sailing stream of consciousness. You take us out on the water every Tuesday at 9:40, and we'll do it again next week.
It sounds great. Well, next week I will be in London again, but
oh my
we'll
gosh.
Be talking.
Wow.
I know.
Good for you. All right. Karen Lyle, SailSportTalk.com. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll be right back.